Hello guys, hello friends. It's me again and it's Friday and this time I want to talk about the second lesson of Effortless English, which is about emotional mastery. Part one of emotional mastery, which is about how we can use our physiology to master our emotions. As you know, the most important factor in learning English and doing anything, being successful in anything, is our psychology, our emotions. Now we want to learn how can we master our emotions, and in this way we can learn English better and more efficient. The first part, the first key to emotional mastery is our physiology, is our body. How can we engage our physiology, our body, in a good way, and in this way we can even master our emotions and we can be successful in learning English. In this lesson, AJ Hogg is talking about some points, some instructions for using our body, our physiology, better and more efficient for emotional mastery. The first step that he's talking about is our body posture. Our body posture, I mean our body position, is very, very important for emotional mastery. Imagine that you are tired. Consider that you are tired. When we are tired, our body tends to be forward and down. For example, our back is not straight, our shoulders is leaning forward, we are looking down, we don't have a smile on our face, we are tired, we are bored. Now let's change it. Let's change our posture. Let's change our body position. Let's put our shoulders back, our chest up, our chin up. Let's look up. Let's have a big grin, have a big smile on our face. Just fake it, pretend it. In this way, we can feel more energetic. It's very simple and it's like a miracle. When we try to have good posture, in this way we feel more energetic. And when we feel more energetic, we can have better emotion, we can have better psychology, and in this way we can learn English better and better and more efficient. So the first step is to have good posture. The first step is our posture, to have good posture. The second step that AJ Hogg is talking about is breathing. Is breathing correctly and deeply, and it's very important. For example, in a lot of sports, for example, in yoga or in martial arts or in Buddhism, the first thing that they teach their students, the first thing that trainers or students have to learn is how to breathe correctly, how to breathe deeply. If we breathe shallowly, we feel tired and bored. But if we breathe deeply, for example, we have to breathe very deeply, like it, and we can hold it for a couple of seconds, 1, 2, 3 seconds, and we can let it out. In this way, we can feel more energetic. We can bring energy, bring fresh air into our body. And in this way, we can be more conscious and we can wake up our brain in this way. And we can focus better on what we are learning about. And we can learn English better and better and better. So the second step is breathing. To breathing deeply and to breathing correctly. The third step is smile and grin. If you have a smile on your face, if you have a grin on your face when you are learning English, you are learning English, try to have a big smile on your face. If you're tired, I don't care. Actually, AJ Hogg doesn't care. He wanted us to have big smile or to have big grin on our faces, because in this way it's very hard for you to feel tired, to feel bored when you have a big grin on your face, it's very good. It's very good. It can make us more energetic, and in this way, we can learn better. So the third step is to have a big grin always on your face when you are learning English, before, during, or after that. And the last step is that your body likes to move, so try to move your body when you are learning English. You can do exercise, you can go walking, or if you are in your car or in public and you can do exercise or something, you can just stretch, make little movements. You can stretch your legs, stretch your hands, or something like that, and make your body move when you are learning English. It's very good. In this way, you get energy, you let the energy flowing in your body, and you can feel better, you can feel more energetic, and you can learn English. Or you can go to the gym, you can do exercise. If you are at home, you can go a bit more crazy. For example, for me, my experience about this step is whenever I'm listening to AJ Hogg, actually, when I wanna do a shadowing techniques, because AJ Hogg is speaking very fast, at least for me, he speaks very fast because I'm not a native speaker. And I have to follow him because I want to do shadowing technique. So I have to be as fast as him. Whenever I walk, or I move my body, for example, sometimes I'm using my hula hoop. I'm using my hula hoop, or I walk when I try to do shadowing technique with him. I can feel more energetic, and I can be faster. I can speak as fast as him. And other than that, I can focus better. I can focus better on this technique, and I can do this technique better, shadowing better. And this is my experience about this step. So the four steps for using our physiology better. First is our posture. We have to have good posture. And second is breathing. We have to breathe deeply. And the third one is have a big grin. And the fourth one is move our body or do exercise or whatever when we are learning English. And another point that he's talking about is whenever during a lesson you feel tired, you can pause. For example, you can give yourself 5 minutes break. You can go put on some music. You can dance. You can jump, move your body. You can try to have better posture or put a smile on your face, or breathe deeply for 1 or 2 minutes, and then after 5 minutes you can come back to that lesson, and in this way you can learn better and better and better. And that's it for me and for my report about the second lesson about emotional mastery and part one, engaging our physiology in a good way. Now, guys, friends, I want you, if you have some experience about this lesson, about, for example, your experiences about using your physiology, I want you to share this with us, with me and other friends here, or you can record your voices about your experiences about using your physiology. Do you use any of these steps, or do you think they are useful or not? You can share your experiences with us, and I would be very happy, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you and using your experiences about this. Bye bye for now.